Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. A citizen residing on Eucalyptus Drive in McKinleyville contacted the sheriff's office this morning and reported that a stabbing victim was in the driveway. Deputies met with the 23-year-old male victim, and he was transported to a local hospital for treatment. The victim told deputies that he met a man and two women at a bar on the Arcata Plaza Sunday night, and they agreed to hang out at the victim's house in the 2500 block of Daffodil Road in McKinleyville. While at the house, they got into an argument, and the suspects attacked the victim, stabbing him several times in the back. The suspects fled the scene. Deputies searched the victim's residence and located a bloody knife in the driveway. No suspect descriptions are available at this time, and detectives are actively investigating the incident. Sheriff's deputies responded to the 4000 block of Greenwood Heights Road in Eureka on Saturday after receiving a report of a man stealing mail from a woman's mailbox. Deputies, along with a CHP officer, searched the area and located the suspect, 52-year-old Robert McCarthy of McKinleyville, in the driveway of a nearby residence. Deputies searched McCarthy and located the victim's stolen mail, along with mail stolen from three other Greenwood Heights residents. McCarthy was arrested and booked into jail for possession of stolen property. The Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force, that's been in operation since December 13th, continues to arrest drivers on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Through Sunday night, more than 65 drivers have been arrested on DUI charges, including 18 drivers who were booked into county jail on suspicion of DUI from Friday night through Sunday night, a steep increase over last year in which 47 drivers were arrested for DUI over the same time period. Those numbers are expected to increase as law enforcement agencies continue to focus on impaired drivers through the new year. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a vehicle versus pedestrian collision after a passing motorist reported seeing a body on the shoulder of Highway 101 in Del Norte County, just north of Lopez Road, over the weekend. CHP officers and medical personnel responded to the scene early Saturday morning and found the 68-year-old victim, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Yakima, Washington man has not been identified, and now the CHP is searching for the driver of the unknown vehicle that hit the victim. There are no witnesses at this time, and anyone with information about the incident or the driver of the suspect vehicle is asked to contact the CHP. Sheriff's detectives have arrested the suspect involved in the robbery of the Palco Pharmacy in Scotia on December 17th. Detectives identified the suspect as 22-year-old Hydesville resident Samuel Rogers and obtained an arrest warrant on December 18th. They learned that Rogers left the county on the day of the robbery to visit his family in Pennsylvania for the holidays and that he was scheduled to fly into Sacramento today. At 3 p.m., the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office notified detectives that Rogers was arrested on the outstanding warrant. Arrangements are being made to transport Rogers back to Humboldt County. The National Weather Service is predicting sneaker waves today along North Coast beaches. Large, long-period waves will run up the surf unexpectedly, and if you visit the beach, you are advised to avoid dangerous areas such as exposed rocks and jetties, and to never turn your back on the ocean. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this week's Our Community News, we take a look back at the news stories that dominated the headlines in 2013, and now we look at October, November, and December. October saw the city of Eureka hire Andy Mills as its new police chief. Mills came to Eureka from San Diego after a stellar 30-year career, and the hire ended a long search for a new chief. October also saw College of the Redwoods professor Jay Scrivener return to work as he recovered from wounds suffered during a shark attack while surfing off the North Jetty. November saw the arrest of two men in Fortuna after their hash lab exploded, leaving both men with serious burns. November was also the month the new Betty Chin Day Center opened in Eureka, and Arnie Klein announced his candidacy for the district attorney's office. December brought us very cold weather with 11 days of temperatures below 25 degrees on the coast, and the arrests of three people, 24-year-old Sophie Buttercup Rochelot, 28-year-old Nick Stoiber, and 35-year-old Juan Ferrer for the murder of Doug Anderson Jordette. Just some of the major news stories in our community. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.